All right, fire away.
So a tough turnaround with the game last night, and then I mentioned some, maybe some puck management or decision making was a little bit off and at some points in the game, but just overall, how did you feel?
Probably to expect. We had a tough first period. That wasn't too good for us, but after that, I thought we pretty much controlled the game. You know, in the end, you can't give up a breakaway, and you can't give up a backdoor 2-on-1. So we didn't make too many errors. The ones we did were pretty glaring, and then you know, we, like I said, second or third period, we pretty much controlled that, and there we get to the shootout. And, some you win, some you don't.
You guys have talked recently about wanting starts and setting tone early. What does it take to do that? Is another one where you kind of waited to find there?
I don't know. It's a lot of nights we were on it, some were not. And I don't know whether it was a tough night for us last night. I don't know if anybody got to bed at 4 or 4 in the morning, so 5 o'clock game. But it was there's a lot of positives out of it. We're down. Tough to give up that goal at the end of the second. That's a, you know, give one up with 15 seconds left. Just kind of do a little coverage in the offensive zone. It led to a rush. Threw a lot of lucky break for us. And then you're down, you know, 2 pretty quick and think you've tied it. And call goes against you. But, you know, it's my one out back, but we fight through that and score again to tie it. So I thought the boys showed a little bit of resiliency, you know, to battle back the way they did. And unfortunately, we just couldn't close it out in the extra time.
I see this had been, but how to make it look to you in this first game back and all?
I had his legs. He was skating. It was good. It looked like he didn't miss a beat. And the first one back after you miss, you know, 6 weeks or whatever it was, that's a tough one to play, and did it pretty seamless.
What's why Sergachev out first for the shootout?
I thought he would score.
With overtime, I mean, do you find yourself a number of years in now, you know, coaching it more or less? Or, like, I know it's, you kind of let your skill players do their thing, but, I mean, do you, I think you said in the beginning you don't want, like, coaches ruin overtime by, like, getting too much into strategy or back and forth. Have you found yourself over the course of the last few years just, like, more letting the guys go with it? Or is
There's a little bit of a system to it. But in the end, you're putting guys that put the game in the stick of or the hands of the guys that, you know, can win it for you. And we've had pretty successful overtime over the years. This year's kind of been a little bit up and down. But we probably left some plays out there. We had a lot of chances in overtime. The big one, probably the 3-on-1 that we don't get a shot off. So it was, you know, that's a tough one. But it's, you got to think the other team's throwing out some pretty good players too. So it's an entertaining part of the game. But there is some responsibility that comes with it, and like I said, we had our chances, we just didn't go in.
How's that balance, though? We know when you have an aggressive team, you have teams that quality players that make those plays, but in terms of knowing the counterattack can come that way too. How do you balance being an aggressiveness with being conservative too, of not letting the shots?
Well, you can still be aggressive and conservative at the same time. It's you just have to be in the right spots in the ice, and so you have to put players in positions where they have to make bad plays, and you can't cheat. And so we, on overtime, I didn't feel they were getting their shots were all from the outside. They weren't getting big time rushes, and so that's part of it. And there's a lot, like, trying to catch guys on changes, and there's a few things that go into it, but. You know, like I said, it's in that overtime we had some looks. They just didn't go in.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.